This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. We're getting some information on the upcoming Clear Wells project at the city's water plant. The project will replace the current wells after the federal government and DNR deemed them inadequate. A Madison company is currently putting together the design. A general development plan will be presented to the Plan Commission on November 19th. The Plan Commission will also hold a workshop on the project next month, and a neighborhood meeting will take place sometime in late October. The numbers are in on the Oshkosh Corporation's Feed the Mahdi, Feed the Soul event that happened last Thursday. Employees and volunteers helped Feeding America pack over 210,000 pounds of rice. Volunteers enjoyed music and a visit by Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon. The food will be distributed to needy families throughout northeastern Wisconsin. The Christine Ann Center will have a VIP open house later today to celebrate their new facility. The chamber will have a ribbon cutting there coming up on Thursday of this week. Page 2, Pat Hughes of Ansay & Associates will join former chairs Chris Nimmus of Amcor and David Richter of Silver Star Brands. The three will head up this year's Oshkosh Area United Way campaign. The city wants citizens' input on overnight parking restrictions. They're encouraging residents to fill out a survey on parking. The overnight parking restrictions are to help with snow removal, garbage pickup, and public safety. You can take that survey online now through October the 28th. The fantastic Nature of Lights exhibit coming back to the Payne Art Center and Garden. The exhibit that lights up the mansion and the grounds was a huge hit 2 years ago. It returns August 1st through October 26th of 2025. Preliminary numbers show UW Oshkosh has 13,127 students enrolled this fall, making it again the third largest university in the Wisconsin university system. And gasoline prices are back below $3 a gallon. Many stations are selling gas at $2.99 per gallon. Turning to sports, the UW Oshkosh football team now has 2 wins and no losses on the season. They've moved up to number 14 in the latest D3Football.com rankings. The Titans play again on Saturday afternoon. They'll host Northern Michigan. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.